Nowadays, what happens is we are boss, maybe 10 people are working for us, maybe 100 people, some companies are big, maybe 400 people, 400 employees are working for them. And the more status one possesses, maybe his anger, or maybe he thinks that he's now too big. And you see, these sort of things come in his mind. May Allah protect us from takabbur, right? It can also sneak in. But the respective views of mother and child, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was asked that how many times shall we forgive our servants? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remains quiet. Then again this question was repeated. Aka alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remains quiet. Then again, third times when this question was repeated, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, 70 times daily. Allah.
Just one point here, that there was one of the Khadim of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that I was the Khadim for 10 years of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never shouted at me. He never said to me, why did you do this or why didn't you do this?
Why did you not do
this? Why did you not do this? So for example, we are employers today. We're a businessman. We're a shopkeeper. As soon as we go into, we say to our employees, why did you do this today? Why has the cleaning been done? Why are the shelves stacked today? Why isn't this done? And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam 10 years, he never said to his father, why did you do such a thing? This is the best of example.
MashaAllah. The respective views of Mother Michelle, this hadith will say us that 70 times daily we should forgive. Mufassir Shaheed Hakim al-Ummad Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan La'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he writes the Sharah, and he writes that the word 70 in Arabic is used for excessive number. So here Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam means that you should forgive your servants many times in a day. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم.